Matt, obviously, last week was a frustrating loss for you guys to the Dolphins, and reporters heard all the screaming that was going on in the locker room. Are you guys worried about this season kind of falling apart quickly here?
Nope, not worried at all. You guys know how the media is. They really kind of blow stuff up bigger than what it really is. So, it wasn't really no issue after the game.
Hey, Matt, considering your versatility in both aspects of the offense, running and receiving, do defenses scheme differently to try to stop you? Have you noticed a different way defenses have played against you? And how much do you draw from your limited experience the one game against the Patriots in anticipating what you're going to face Sunday?
I've seen some different things. Like this past week, the Dolphins were dropping a defensive lineman to play underneath. After they would, drop the linebackers, they had a D lineman underneath to try to, I guess, stop the underneath routes too. And I've seen that before. And also, I've seen them put an extra nickel back in to play defense, play man-to-man coverage on me, because obviously he probably could guard better than a linebacker can. So I've seen, that type of stuff too. So, we'll go back and look at film on some of the other running backs who catch the ball in the backfield, see how they played them as well. And, you don't know what to expect, but, just the best thing is to try to be prepared to adjust for it.
Who around the league would you look at and say, okay, that guy's comparable to me? Is it a Darren Sproles, even a Bernard from Cincinnati? I mean, who do you look at?
Yeah, Giovanni catches the ball in the backfield. Jamal Charles, that game, he caught the ball a few times. I think he scored on a couple passes. They ran the ball pretty well on him, too, the Chiefs did. So we'll take a look at that, too. I don't know if this year they played Sproles. I don't think they played Sproles, but, take us a look at some past film of that, too.
Yeah, last year in the regular season, then this year in preseason. But
there's a guy up here in New England who in Shane Vereen who has some of the similarities to your game. I know that obviously you don't have to worry about going up against him, but is he one of those guys? You mentioned guys like Sproles who could be that guy eventually, sooner rather than later, maybe.
Yeah, I watched the game that they played last week, and he had a long, nice diving catch, I think it was. He has great hands out of the backfield. He runs good routes, and, he's a running back, so, he definitely can catch the ball in the backfield. He runs pretty good routes, too, and, his brother's on our team, so we're going to try to get some tips from him.
Matt, you guys are 3-1 on the road and could easily be 4-0 on the road. And what's been the secret there?
You said what's been the secret?
Sure.
It's really no secret. We've played solid football when we go win on the road, and at home it's just changed for some reason. On the road we've taken care of the football pretty well, and got our defense has gotten a lot of takeaways. Last week on Sunday, our defense played well enough for us to win the game, but we had too many turnovers. So for us to win the game, and after this bye week, after this game and the bye week, when we start playing some home games, we need to carry that over to our home games too, and play consistent football where we're not turning it over.
And Matt, the Patriots have lost Jerod Mayo for the season, and now there's a report here locally that Chandler Jones is going to be out for the next month at least. How does that affect your preparation when you look at New England? Most of the video you've studied, I'm sure, has included those two guys.
Yeah, we prepare the same way. We just have to find some film of the guys who are behind them playing and see how they play too. But that's unfortunate. You never want to see a good player go out, especially like Jerod, and lost for the season, and with an up and coming guy like Chandler Jones, and those guys are good players, and we have to prepare for the game the same way like they were if they were playing.
Matt, I know you mentioned before that you weren't worried about what happened last weekend following the loss to be a sinking point for the team. But did what happened potentially be a rallying point for the team?
I think we have to rally either way. Like I said, it's really no big deal of what happened after the game. Nothing really happened because, I don't know, you know, people yelling, screaming in the locker room all the time. You know, it just so happened that they heard some stuff. So, you know, after a loss like that, you know, being our third loss at home, we're going to have to rally no matter what.
Matt, I mean, obviously you're a well-rounded back, and can you just talk about the pride you have in that? And was that always the case with you?
Yeah, ever since, you know, in high school I caught the ball in the backfield a lot too, and then college. But at first we ran the spread offense, and then we kind of went to the pro style after that. But really when I got into college, my my position coach, Greg Davis, stressed that a lot. He was like, to be an NFL running back, you have to run, block, and catch. And so, you know, I really focus on that aspect of trying to work hard on each one, not just running the ball or you know, not just catching the ball. So work hard on blocking too, you know, when pass protection time comes. And, you know, to be an every down running back in this league, which, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, switching to two and three backs and guys playing just third down running back in a league like that, where it's going that way. It's really important to me. You know, I've grown up that way in that era where, you know, running back played all three downs. And so I take a lot of pride in trying to be good at all those.
And on that note, there are a lot of historical comparisons with your numbers relative to guys like Thurman Thomas and Marshall Faulk, Hall of Famers. How much pride do you take in that?
I'm just humbled by it. You know, those guys are Hall of Famers, and, you know, to be mentioned among their names is just, you know, a blessing to me. So, you know, it's to, you know, even be mentioned, like, with those guys' names is amazing. So, you know, just it makes me want to work, you know, that much harder so that I can, you know, eventually maybe one day be where they are.
Matt, I was wondering if you might comment. Roberto Garza has had a long career in Chicago and a very good career. And what kind of person is he, and player?
He's a great guy, just like he is on the field. Off the field, he's very, you know, team oriented. We you know, have online dinners every week where we go out and have dinner, and we just kind of, you know, talk about, you know, whatever. And you know, everybody's kind of family oriented here. He has kids, I have kids, and, you know, everybody kind of hangs out. So off the field, he's a great guy. On the field, he's the same way. He's one of the vocal leaders in our locker room, and you know, also he's one of the guys who is the center console of our offensive line, and gets everybody on the same page.
Do the backs have to pick up the bill for the O-linemen?
Sometimes, you know, that's how good of a guy he is. Sometimes you don't even let us, you know, so he'll, like, pay ahead of time or something. And, you know, we like to pay for the O-line, but, you know, sometimes he won't even let us. So it's, you know, Roberto's just that type of guy where he knows, you know, that, you know, we like to pay for him and stuff, but he'll just, you know, go ahead and do it.